الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل امتي يدخلون الجنه الا من ابى قيل ومن يابى يا رسول الله قال من اطاعني دخل الجنه ومن عصاني فقد ابى او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم respected ulama ikram elders beloved brothers in islam as muslims As reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a necessary and an integral part of our iman. It should cause us to be very concerned and worried by the very difficult and very trying phase or period to which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we receive news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of difficulty being experienced in some corner of the globe by the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one is not careful, then a sense of despondency, of helplessness, of hopelessness overtakes one. That when is the carnage going to stop? When is the persecution going to stop? What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is that trials, persecution, difficulty, hardship, throughout the ages, throughout the annals of history, this has always been the lot of the people of Iman, of the people of Haq, of the people of Kalima. Allah Ta'ala poses the rhetorical question in the Quran that Alif Lam Mim أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that what do you think? That you will be blessed with Iman, that you will be blessed with the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that you will be given miftahul jannah, the key to jannat, wa hum la yuftanun, and you will not be tested. Wa laqad fatanna alladhina min qablihim, Allah says we tested the nations of the past and you also will be tested. What extent of test and difficulty? It is said in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the galaxy of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala has mentioned just the names of a few Nabis, between 20 and 30 Anbiya. And then from that select few, there are 8 Nabis that are given special distinction. That Allah Ta'ala addresses them directly in the Quran. In the Arabic language, when you address someone directly, the expression is Ya. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuh uhbit bi salamin minna. وَنَادَيْنَا وَإِيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامِ يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة، يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة، يا عيسى بن مريم أنت قلت للناس. 8 أنبياء I addressed directly by their names in the Quran. Then from this 8 there is only one pair of father and son, Zakaria and Yahya alayhim as-salam. Father and son were Nabis and were addressed directly by Allah in the Quran. Such maqam, such status, yet Zakaria alayhi salam, his body is cut into two pieces by the Jews. Yahya alayhi salam, like how at the time of Eid al-Fitr, at the time of Eid al-Adha, Qurbani time, how you put a sheep on the ground and cut its head off. In the court of a Roman king, the head of this Nabi is cut off. Even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Mukarrama, we cannot imagine the extent of persecution, of trials, of tribulation that befell the people of Iman. Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whipped at night, made to lie with open wounds on the burning sand of the desert, a rock placed on his chest, and dragged physically through the streets of Makkah. Khabbab bin Arad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, made to lie barebacked on burning coals so that the blood and the pus from his body would put out the fire. Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, pierced with a dagger in the most private part of her body. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, how much longer must we suffer? Mata nasrullah, when will the help of Allah come? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoles them. That you ta'fi man kana qablakum, that oh my Sahaba, the nations of the past also suffered. حُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَابِ, people were crucified. نُشِّرُوا بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ, their bodies were cut into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings, metal rods were used to separate the flesh from the bones of their bodies. That level of persecution, Allah's Rasul said, happened to the nations of the past. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, we tested the nations of the past and you also will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom? What is the purpose and object of this test? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, we will make it known, we will make it apparent who is sadiq, who is truthful, and who are the liars. Truthful in what? In this expression, amanna. But when you say that I have brought kalima tawheed, when you say that I am a reciter of la ilaha illallah, what does this mean? This is ahad, this is a covenant, this is an oath that you are taking with Allah. That from this day onward, what my eyes see, what my ears hear, what the media is saying to me, what the schools and universities and so-called educational institutes of this world, what ideologies they are putting forward, I am prepared to belie all that. I am prepared to say la to all that. And I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Allah Ta'ala says that when you say amanna, this is what it means. And we will test you so that you will make it known who is sadiq, who are the truthful ones in this, that I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is kadhib, who are the liars? Then outwardly they say that I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am ashik rasul, I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from head to toe, the actions are those of the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was love? What was ishq? What was muhabbat? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to understand that, my respected brothers, then we have to look at the lives of Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhi wa jma'in. They knew what was love, they knew what was ish, they knew what was muhabbat. Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith. She says, Ja rajulun ila nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one occasion, one sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the manner in which he declares his love, his devotion. He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, innaka la ahabbu ilayya min nafsi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min wuldi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min mali, wa inni la akunu fil bayt, fa azkuruka, fa ma asbiru hatta atika fa anzura ilayk. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I take qasam on Allah. I take an oath, Allah, that I love you more than my own life. I love you more than my children. I love you more than my wealth. Such is my love for you, that sometimes I'm sitting at home and the thought of you enters my heart. When I think of you, then I cannot eat. I cannot sleep. I am restless until I do not come and look at your noble countenance, look at your Mubarak face, make your didar, then only my heart is at ease. Such love. And then what does he say? وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةَ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنِّي اتَّخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكْ. He says, today a troubling thought occurred to me, that this world is temporary. This dunya is going to come to an end. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. That you, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will drink from the cup of death and every one of them will die. Ya Rasulullah, you will be given the highest ranks in Jannah. If Allah Ta'ala has to put me into Jannah, I will be right down in the lower levels of Jannah. You will be in the highest levels of Jannah. I fear that I will not be able to see you in Jannah. Imagine, what kind of love was this? What is he saying? He says, I cannot imagine Jannah to be Jannah if I cannot see your Mubarak face. How can I possibly enjoy Jannah if I am deprived of your Didar? Like this, my respected brothers, the lives of Sahaba Kiram are replete many, many incidents of this type of muhabbat, of this type of ish, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One youngster, one are the youth of today, one are the youngsters of today, and one was the youngsters of that time, Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A youngster, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And then he starts kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatta yuqabbilu qadamay, until he kissed the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then look at the manner in which he declares his love. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Murni bima ahbab, wala a'si laka amra. Command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. I will never disobey you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to test this youngster. It was known about this youngster that he had a lot of love for his parents. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Idhab faqtul abaq. Then go and bring me the head of your father. Without hesitation, without questioning, this young man takes out his sword and he starts moving. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mahlan, wait. Ama inni lam ubaat bi qatiyati rahim. Allah has not sent me with a breaking of family ties. I was just testing you. The same Talha bin Bara, when he becomes ill, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him. He's unconscious. It is late at night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to his family members, I fear that before tomorrow, before daybreak, this Sahabi will pass away. If he passes away tonight, inform me, send for me. I will come for his janazah salah. Saying this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes away. When the Sahabi recovers, his first question, he says, I sense that my Nabi was here. His family members said, yes, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit you. What message did he give? They say he said that if you pass away tonight, then we must send for him, he will perform your janazah salah. Look at the consideration, look at the love. He says, no. There are Jews living in this locality. Late at night in the darkness, perhaps they will harm my Nabi. If I pass away, bury me, tell him about it tomorrow. That night the Sahabi passes away. His family carry out his wishes, they bury him. The next day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to hear about it, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes rushing. He stands in front of the grave of Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What is the reward for muhabbat? What is the reward for ish? What is the samara? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand. Allahumma ilqa Talha tadhaku ilayh wa huwa yadhaku ilayh. Oh Allah, let your meeting with this Sahabi of mine tomorrow on the day of judgment be such that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. That incident which I mentioned earlier, the Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot imagine Jannat to be Jannat without looking at you. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't know what to say. He was silent. This declaration of ishq and muhabbat reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is sent. Aisha says, radiallahu anha, وَلَمْ يُرِدْ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Before I translate the verse, understand what the Sahabi was asking. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much that I want to be with you in Jannat. I love you so much, I want to be your companion in Jannat. What is Nuskai Qur'ani? What is the prescription of Qur'an? What is Allah saying? What is that love which Allah wants, which Shariat wants, which Islam wants? وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Quran has equated muhabbat with itaat. Quran has equated muhabbat with itaat. Allah doesn't just want verbal love. Allah says, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ishq and muhabbat for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should bring obedience. Like that youngster said, murni bima ahbab wala asilaka amra. I love you, so command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Not like you and I today, that outwardly the name is Ghulam Muhammad. The name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions are that of the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are you following? Who is the imam? This pop star and that sports personality. If he goes to the barber shop and the barber makes a mistake, cuts his hair in a funny way, then the next day all the youngsters, that is the new hairstyle. If he falls down, tears his pants, then the youngsters cut their pants. Why? I'm following so and so. We have made as our imams, as our role models, those individuals whom Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals. No, they are worse than animals. They are more deviated than animals. We have made them our imam, whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. And that Nabi who finished himself for us, that Nabi who tied stones to his stomach for us, that Nabi whose daughters were given salat for us, that Nabi who months upon months would pass in his home and the fire would not be lit to cook food also for us.
That Nabi, who even when he is in his qabr, when the amal of this ummah, Monday and Thursday are presented to him, what must be the dar? What must be the pain? What must be the hurt that we are causing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That one Bedouin went to the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stood in front of the Qabr Sharif and he recited the verse of the Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my Allah says in the Quran that if they have sinned against their souls, if they have spent a life of guna and sin, and they come to you, and they ask Allah for forgiveness, and they ask you to ask for forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَشْفِيًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. He says, I have come to you with the blackness of my soul, with the emptiness of my heart, with a life full of sin. I am asking Allah to forgive me, and I am asking you, my Nabi, to ask forgiveness on my behalf. And then this Bedouin praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He recites a few couplets. This incident has been narrated by Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, by Allama An-Nawawi rahimahullah, great muhaddithin. Look at the manner in which he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya khayra man dufinat fil biqa'i azamuhu fataba min tibihin al-qa'u wal-akamu nafsi al-fida' liqabrin anta sakinuhu fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu anta al-shafi'u al-ladhi turja shafa'atuhu على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحبات لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم. He said, oh, that being when his body was placed in the ground, then above the ground became fragrant and underneath the earth became fragrant. May my life be sacrificed upon that cover and that grave in which you are residing, because with you is your kindness, with you is your mercy, with you is your shafqat. You are that personality, anta shafi'u alladhi. It is with your sifarish, with your intercession, that my feet will remain firm on the sirat and I will not fall into jahannam. Wa sahibat, and your two companions, let me not forget them also, Abu Bakr and Umar. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid. Right hand side was Abu Bakr, left hand side was Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught both their hands, then he lifted up his hand and he said, هَكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. So he said, let me not forget your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. May the salams of my Allah, may my salams descend upon you and your two companions. Look at the analogy. He says, ma jara al-qalamu, as long as the pens will write, in other words, for eternity. Saying this, he wipes his tears and he goes away. Atabi rahimahullah, he's sitting nearby, all of a sudden he falls into a sleep and he makes ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Atabi adrik al-araf, Atabi, go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Allah has made his maghfirat. 1 week before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi was sick. He had a bandage tied to his forehead. He was falling in and out of consciousness. a group of sahaba, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and others, they came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 7 days before he passed away. As the sahaba enter, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face lights up, such love he had for his ummah. And then he starts giving them dua upon dua. It's a lengthy riwayat, I'm cutting it short. نصركم الله آواكم الله هداكم الله كفاكم الله. May Allah's help be with you. May Allah be your companion. May Allah Ta'ala protect you. May Allah Ta'ala guide you. Dua upon dua he gives. And then, my respected brothers, what does he say to them? He says that which no other Nabi said. He said, oh my Sahaba, my ummah that is to come after you, my ummah that is to come after you, convey the salams of their Nabi to them. Convey my salams to my ummah that is to come after you. Such wafadari, such allegiance, everything given for this ummah. And today, who have we made our imam? Who are we following? Who is our role model? Have we made our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have we made our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My respected brothers, ishq and muhabbat is not lip service. Head to toe, head to toe, we have to become the living embodiment of the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending him in the path of Allah to Yemen. As he is sending him off, such was the bond between Nabi and Sahabi. Sometimes when you make al-wida with someone, when you're sending somebody off, you go to the door, or you go to the car, or you go to the station, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks with the camel of Mu'adh bin Jabal right up to Juruf, 7 kilometers. 7 kilometers outside Medina, making al-wida with one sahabi. Finally, when he reaches that point, he says, Ya Mu'adh, Asa Allah talqani ba'd aami hada, wal'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hada wa bi qabri. He says, O Mu'adh, after this year, you will see me no more. When you come back to Medina, you will not find me, you will find my qabr. You will find my masjid. When Mu'adh hears this, فَبَكَى مُعَاذ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, he burst into tears. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم turns his face away from Mu'adh towards Medina. Why? So that Mu'adh must not see the tears on the cheeks of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as this will increase Mu'adh's grief. He says, Ya Mu'adh la tabki, Ya Mu'adh la tabki, Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. My respected brothers, in the incident we mentioned earlier, the Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much, I want to be with you in Jannah. What does Quran say? وَمَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, come unto the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. This is hadith. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to Mu'adh? Mu'adh says, Mu'adh is crying, why when I come back to Medina, my Nabi will not be there. His qabr will be there. His masjid will be there. My Nabi will not be there. What does he say to him? Mu'adh, do not cry. Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. That wherever you are, whether it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it is 14 centuries later, whether it is 14,000 centuries later, whether it is Africa, whether it is America, whether it is Sri Lanka, whether it is India, no matter where you are, in any corner of the globe, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you will be with me. You will be with me. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Wherever you are, wherever you are, you will be with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you will adopt taqwa. If you will come onto the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cry and fikr and concern of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this title, Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, which is the amal, which is the amal, that is the misdaq, that is the proof of this. Not salah, not zakat, not fasting, not hajj. The amal, which is the misdaq of this title, Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, is this amal of da'wat and tabligh. That is why Mu'az bin Jabal, radiallahu anhu, when Nabi Sassam sends him to Yemen, what does he say to the people of Yemen? Ya ahlal Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the rasul, I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. Each ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every reciter of kalima, every ashik and lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat of the khatm nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one of us has been made zimedar and responsible for the work of da'wat and tabligh, for the cry and the concern and the worry of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us, once again, we don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. My respected brothers, Sahaba did not sit back in this month. Badr was in this month. Fateh Makkah was in this month. They used this month to increase their qurbani and their sacrifice with the worry and concern of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. How the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire humanity can come alive. So for this, my respected brothers, humble appeal is being made that at least one ashara, at least one 10 days, some time in this Mubarak month, we should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.